List.
Radio Prague reported recently on the alarming rise in the creation of Roma ghettos, where up to a third of the country's 250,000 or so Romanis end up, with no job and a bleak life ahead of them. One group trying to help Roma out of the ghetto and enter mainstream Czech society is the Romani student organisation Atenganoj. I went down to Atenganoj's offices in Prague's Smíchov district to meet Gabriela Hrabanová, the organization's 27-year-old half-Romani, half-Czech director.
I born in mixed family. My mother, she's Romani origin, and my father, he is a Czech. And just the question, if I'm considering myself as being Roma, I definitely feel like a Roma. Sometimes it's very hard because I don't look like a Roma.
Exactly. You have sort of bluey-green eyes and you're not really very dark. So you could be mistaken for a, inverted commas, white Czech.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people actually thinking that I am Czech. But it's taking a time when they really like get to know me, and they also see like my personal characteristics. So then they can, you know, like thinking about it, that I am not only like a typical Czech, but I am somehow mixed. And this I saw like the best when I was studying my university. I was studying at Anglo-American College here in Prague, and there was a lot of students coming from abroad. And first they were considering me like as a Czech. But then I started talking with them, and in a time they were saying, but you are different. You are different than the other Czechs. You are more friendly, you are so and so. And then they really say, like, so what's wrong? I say, hey, that's why, because I'm half Romani and I'm proud to be Roma.
Was that a conscious decision to identify more with the Romani side of your character? Is it something that you worked on and you thought, right, I will be Romani? Or did it just come naturally as you were growing up?
So as I was growing up, it came naturally because I had very strong connection with my Romani part of my family. My mother, she's from six children. So we had really big family, a lot of meetings, family meetings. And I always felt very good with my family members. Of course, I feel the same with my Czech family, but that is something like more warm with the Romani family.
Do the two families get on well with each other?
Since my mother and father, they are divorced already, so they don't communicate very much, but it wasn't so easy on the beginning.
And I suppose having one foot in each of those two communities, Romani and white, put you in an ideal position to become the director of this organization, Atenganoj, which is the position that you hold today.
Yeah, sometimes I'm saying that's a kind of added value of myself because I can understand both words. I can easily communicate with Roma because I feel I can talk with them without any borders, and especially without prejudice and stereotypes, which is very important. Sometimes they have prejudices to myself.
Because you're not 100% Roma.
Exactly. And sometimes I see it on the beginning of kind of negotiation of our relation.
They don't really take you seriously then, you think?
Exactly. And it's really taking a time, and I have to prove like my qualities. But I get like used to it. And the other thing is that to know the non-Roma word, it's a great added value. Because then I can easily communicate with the politicians, with any like public representatives. And here is kind of advantage that they don't see me as a Roma in the first place, because sometimes they say things they wouldn't say otherwise.
Well, you sometimes catch them out making racist remarks or something.
Exactly. And
what do you do? How do you respond?
Oh, excuse me, but I'm also Roma and I feel offended. Are you serious about the things you were saying? and it's like this, and it's also happening very often. But then these people had to change. Sometimes they're saying, but yes, you are an exception. But I said, I'm not an exception. I have an organization, and there are like 100 or 200 more people like I am, and we don't know about the others. So I'm not the exception. And that's sometimes that this giving me a chance to talk with the people and to show them the other view, and also the other perspective of looking at Roma, not being stick with the anti-Gypsyism or anti-Roma feelings, but really to try to talk to them and even like explain that we would like to be called Roma, not Gypsies.
If I can pick up on what you just said there, this difference between this term Roma and Gypsy, I've heard some people say, Romani scholars and so on, that actually Gypsy is more accurate as a term to describe the Roma than Roma, because Roma refers to a specific tribe of people among the Romanis. Is that correct?
there is a kind of truth on what you were saying. So first, Roma, it's a name for a nation, but we can consider it also as a tribe. And it's coming from the language. When I say in Romani language, when I say mesom Rom, it means I am a human. When I say mesom Romni, I am a Romani woman. And so you hear everywhere I'm saying Romani, or I speak mevakerav Romanes. I speak Romani language, and everywhere you hear the Romani. So that's why we are saying, or we asking to be called Roma, because that's the word coming from our language. The fact that there were different tribes, or that the one Roma tribe divided during the history on different tribes, not all Roma would like to be called Roma. We have Sintis, we have travelers, we have also Bajash, they want to be called Tigan in Hungary. So we have to consider also the diversity within this group. But the word gypsy coming from the word Egypt. Because when Roma came to the English-speaking country, they were saying they are from Egypt. We are Egyptians, and the gypsies came from this word. So that's, first of all, it's not accurate and not reflecting the history as such. And it was given from the outside.
You've spent, obviously, many years trying to help your community and improve conditions in your community and improve relations between your community and majority white society. Have you noticed any improvement?
There is kind of contradiction, because what we see like more marginalized communities, we see increased unemployment, we see really people don't having money to buy the basic supplements. And this, I think that's very bad. But on the other side, we have also people who get kind of integrated into the society. We're creating the gap, but on both sides there is some development, also on the like the negative and the positive.
So it's getting better and it's getting worse.
Exactly. And it's so hard to catch it and to really do something with that. So for example, my organization, Atinganoi, we are trying to show the positive examples. So we are showing Roma students at high school, universities and the absolvents, so we can really show to the public that there are people who are able to finish the high school and university, who can be teachers, doctors, lawyers, whatever.
Do you ever despair of the situation of this circle? Do you ever get sick of it and just think, I've had enough, I've devoted all the energy that I can devote to it, I'm going to go and get myself a nice job, a well-paid job, and forget about my community and its problems?
So I have an advantage, because I was working in an advertisement agency for 3 years after my high school study, and I get really into the business world, and I was working with the advertisement for 3 years, and I get sick of this commercial world. Of course, sometimes it's coming to my mind, it's too much, it's too many energy giving from my side and nothing received back. But I learned to be happy from the single things I succeed. So it's another one student be accepted on a high school university, the one receive scholarship for her or his studies, the one who finished the school or graduate and starting to be a doctor. And these are the things that they're giving me the energy, because I see that even I don't see the system change, I see the change of the people, and one by one giving me the energy to continue the work.